Welcome to FM Yerushalmi Shir, sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. And Shir's Lulu Nishmas, my great uncle, Rabbi Leo Emanuel ben Sholem Hartman Zitzal, who was Nifter this week. We're holding him Sochim Daf Samech in the Rizva, the edition, Perek Shvi, a starting halacha Zayin. Zog the Mishnah. Ha Pesach Shenizog Damoi Beachakach Nuida Shutome. Once the blood of Korban Pesach was thrown in the Mizbeach, then we found out that it's Tome. So that tzitz miratzit. Then we have the tzitz, of the, which is the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, makes a ritzui, and even though it was tameh, the korban is still okay. Nitna tuma saguf, but if it's tuma saguf, meaning either the Kohen doing the avoid or the owner become tameh, so then ain a tzitz miratzit. Then the tzitz does not work, works only on the oilim, only on the blood going on the mizbeach. Mibay Shomru, they said, nozir voice pesach, a tzitz miratzit al tuma sadam. By Nozir Noyse Pesach, the tzitz works for Tumas Adam, and the tzitz miratzel Tumas Aguf does not do ritzui on the body. The reason why I mentioned specifically Nozir Noyse Pesach, even though this applies to all karbonis, is because the next sentence of the Mishnah, Nitva Tumas Atoim at tzitz miratzel. Tumas Atoim is mentioned only by Pesach and Nozir, that's what you're referring to these specifically. What is Tumas Atoim? Tumas Atoim is a tuma that nobody in the world knows this tuma. And then it was revealed, it was found out that there was a tuma over here. So then the tzitz is miratzeh, even in tumas aguf. Says the Gemara, so our mishnah b'shenitma m'shiyorad la'avir shekli. We're talking that the blood became tameh once it reached the kli, once it reached the vessel where the blood goes into. Avalim nitma shehu milamalam. But if you got tameh when it was still up, meaning before it went to the kli, nasek and mekabel ma'im. So it's considered to be there was no kabbalah, meaning the blood is going from the animal into a kli. That's one of the four avoiders is kabbalah. You have to receive the blood into the mazrik. If you didn't receive the blood, you're missing one avoido. So when do we say that the tzitz miratzeh, when the only thing you have a problem is the zrika, zrika sadam, just the dam is tome, we have a din tzitz miratzeh. But if you're missing the kabbalah, tzitz is not miratzeh. If you didn't receive a dam tor, it's considered to be that there's no kabbalah, there's no tzitz miratzeh. It says more minayin l'sofek kever ha-torim. How do we know the idea of kever ha-torim? Reb Chaim explains over here that every kever ha-torim is called sofek. Because it's something that nobody knew until now, so it's called Safek, even though you know for sure there was a tumor. You found out there was a tumor that was there that nobody knew about, it's called Safek. How do we know this concept of Safek Kaver HaTohim, that the tzitz is miratzet? It says, Oy bederech echoiko lachem. It says, when you're far away, you don't do Korban Pesach, it says the word lachem. Ma lachem begalui av kol dover shu begalui. It needs to be something which is revealed, everybody knows about, similar to a derech which everybody knows about. You take away kever ha-tehoim when nobody knows about this tumah. Ad kedon oise Pesach. That possibly refers to Pesach. Nozir minayin. How do you know by Nozir the idea of kever ha-tehoim? Ve'chum shem rebi v'chiyomus meis olov ma'olov shubigolim. Died for him, meaning in front of him. Av kol dover shubigolu yotzo kever ha-tehoim shenu b'goli. It needs to be revealed, not something hidden. So think about tzibu shenitu besofek ha-tehoim. If you have a tzibu that became tome in this tumah of tehoim, do we say the tzitz works for them or not? Says the Gemara, Kal v'chaymer, Ma'ayim ha'yochit shirata koicho, betumo yeduo, yifita koicho besovek kever ha-tehoim, a yochid who becomes tameh, he can't bring Korban Pesach. But if it's kever ha-tehoim, he could bring Korban Pesach. You say the tzitz is meratze. Tzibur, shifisa koicho betumo yeduo, tzibur, if they become tumo yeduo, they could bring Korban Pesach. So of course, when it's kever ha-tehoim, you'll say the tzitz is meratzeh. Says more, kav shata meikel b'yochid, ata machmir b'tzibur. Meaning kever ha-tehoim b'yochid is a kulo, is a chumro by the tzibur, as the Gemara explains in a moment. And therefore, you can't learn more from each other. How is that so? Kav shata meikel b'yochid, shim nisvad aloi l'ach ha-zriko, using the gius of Reb Chaim. Yase kimi shenitma l'ach ha-zriko, b'shu shelo yidoch l'pesach sheni. I mean, what is the definition of kever ha-tehoim that we find? What we do with kever ha-tehoim is, usually, if a yochid became tome before they brought the Korban Pesach, he can't bring the Korban Pesach, he waits for Pesach Sheni. If he became tome after he brought the Korban Pesach, so then it's okay. He already brought the Korban, even though he can't eat it anymore, it is not nitchel Pesach Sheni. By kever ha-tehoim, we say, even though he became tome before the Korban Pesach, but kever ha-tehoim, we consider that he became tome after, and the Korban Pesach works for him, and he's not pushed away to Pesach Sheni. That's a kula that a yochid has. At machmir alam b'tzibur, it's a chur by the tzibur, shim nizvadu lach hazriko, yose kimi shenitmo lach hazriko, b'shul shelo yochel abosor. If I apply the same concept by a tzibur, it becomes a chumra. Because a tzibur, when they become tameh, they can also eat betumah, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. Right? A tzibur that brings korban pesach betumah, they also eat korban pesach betumah. If you apply the idea of kevar tameh to a tzibur, so it will be considered that the korban came betahara. And only after that they became tameh. Tzibur that brought a korban betahara and then became tameh cannot eat the korban pesach. So applying the concept of the yochid to the tzibur will cause a chumra to the tzibur that now they're worse off than being actually tame. So don't learn a tzibur from a yochid. A yochid, of course, kever toim gives them a kulo. Don't be pushed to Pesach Sheni, you're good enough with Pesach Rishon. But a tzibur, don't use the concept of kever toim. Let them be tame, and they'll be able not only to bring Korban Pesach, those will be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Continue the Gemara of Samach Ud Beis with another example that we have a kulo to one side and a chumra to the other. When I use the concept of kever toim by a nozer torah, it's a chumra by a nozer tomi. Nozer torah means nozer brought his korbanos and he finished his nezirus. Then he found out he was tomi before. Nozer tomi means that he doing his nezirus he became tomi. And the Gemara explains, kal shata meikel benozer torah sheim nisvad aloi leachas riko. Same idea that we said before. He brought his korbanos, he finished his nezirus, he found that after his riko that he had kever toim. Yasek Mishinitim Allah Zriko will consider it to be they became Tome after Zriko. Shiloya V Korbatu, he doesn't have to be Korbatu, meaning his Nazirus is finished. It's considered to be he completed his Nazirus, he brought his Korbanos, and then he became Tome. But Hata Machir ben Nozer Tome, but by Nozer Tome, this causes a Chumro. If the Nozer is a Tome de Gnozer, now he became Tor, and he's bringing his Korbanos so he can restart his Nazirus. Shein Nisvadu Allah Zriko, if he found out about Keratoim after Zriko, Yasek Mishinitim Vichozu Venitim. Consider to be that he was Tomei, became Tomei again, maybe Korban Tumo, Lekol Echod Ve'echod. So then he has to bring another Korban Tumo. Because the din by Nozir is like this. If a Nozir, in the middle of the Zeus, became Tomei, and he goes, he waited, he did the Shiva, the 7 days, he went to the Mikvah, and now he wants to be Korbanus for his Nazirus Tumo, and starts his Nazirus Tahara. If he became Tomei again, before he brought the Korbanus, he does again the Tahara, and he brings one Korban for both tumas, and it can become tummy multiple times. It brings only one set of korbanos for all the tumas if he became tummy before bringing the korbanos. But if he became tummy after he brought the korbanos, then he has to bring another set of korbanos. As the Gemara brings the Raya, Kadot the Tana, as it says, Nitmo v'chozo v'nitmo. He became tummy, then became tummy again. Maybe korban tuma kolechol dechol. There has to be another korban for each one of the tumas. But that's only if he became Tomei after bringing the Korbanos. If he became Tomei before bringing the Korbanos, he brings one set of Korbanos for all the Tumas. So in the case of Kevar Tehoi, if I'm going to say that this person, this Nozir Tomei who brought his Korbanos, and found out afterwards that he was Tomei already because of Kevar Tehoi, will be considered he only became Tomei after he brought the Korbanos, you're causing him a Chumrah, because now he has to bring another set of Korbanos. But if you don't bring the concept of Kevar Tehoi, and you found out after his recall of one of the Korbanos, that he had kever toim, that means he was toim before, so it's all nullified. So when he becomes toim from that, he'll bring only one set of korbanos for both tumas. So by him, it's better not to use the concept of kever toim, similar to what we said before by a tzibur. Says the oyvid shel pesach. Oyvid pesach means the koyin who does the avoid of pesach. Mashi ratzelov es tzitz. Will the tzitz work for him as well or not? Meaning the case of kever toim. Says the gemara kal v'chaymer. Umayim abaylim shu rasa koyichim bezokun v'choyim. The owner, if he is zokin ochoyle, he cannot bring korban pesach. If he takoy chol b'sofe kever toim, you say that kever toim, it's going to work, and the korban will work for him. Oyvich, if he's takoy chol b'zokin ochoyle, the koyim could be old or sick to do a davoida. Eino din shetiyap takoy chol b'sofe kever toim. So of course, kever toim will not affect him. He won't become tome until after the korbanis, and the korban will work. So the more like mamarto abayim shifis takoy chol mishar kol atum shebashana. Every korban during the year, if the owner is tummy, he can still send his korbanos. But if the koyin is tummy during the year, he can bring a korban, he can work on the korban. Because you see that during the year, his tumo is more chomer, if he's tummy, he can bring the korban, can be working on the korban. So also maybe the tumo of kevrat toim, he will not have that leniency that the owner has. So what lemaisa do we have a raya? It says in the pasuk lachem. That's the pasuk we mentioned before. Bein loy, ben loy, v'chiloy works for him and for his worker, meaning for the kohen. Ad kedon yosei pesach. That's for the ones who bring pesach. Nozir minayim. What about a nozir? What about the kohen by a nozir? I wanted to say that by Nozer it says the word olav. So maybe it's a mute olav veloy oivet shlo, only him, not his koyin. From the fact that the Mishnah equates Nozer to Oisa Pesach, so we say the same halacha that applies to the Pesach applies to the Nozer as well. I mean, the same way Keveret Ha'oim, we make a Keveret Ha'oim by a Kohen by Pesach, also make a Keveret Ha'oim by a Kohen by Nozer. And the Pashtus means is a Binyanah. Whatever you find in Pesach, you apply it to Nozer as well. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Dav Samech.